When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Okay, a short one. While I drive home from class today, fitting in today's art sound off proved to be a little challenging, but also finding out how to talk about what there is to talk about today was pretty challenging. Because we all know, I mean, this is Wednesday, the 9th of November, 2016, and we all know what was in the news today. Do I not talk about it? Do I avoid it altogether? Try to press on with, like, the service-minded, you know, essays? Or do I talk about it? Probably, it's me, so it's going to be a little bit of both. So, the election happened, right? The election happened, and the whole world knows what the results of the election were. And I don't have a lot of, strong opinions as to why it happened. All I have is hypotheses, and all I have is other people's hypotheses. Some facts, some information, but we're going to be debating this for a long time as to how this came to be. But what's the takeaway? I'm always looking for the takeaway. I think this is okay to look for a takeaway today. Because we really, really want to know why. And we learned something about my country, the United States, today. That the problems run deeper than any of us, or than some of us, at least would. Let me only speak for myself. They run deeper than I thought. I thought a lot of things were on the mend, and I thought that a lot of the identity, race, and gender issues were getting better, you know, and that's my own naivete. That's my bubble that I was living in. And, you know, you don't want to just sit around and feel despair forever. You want to do something, right? What can I do? I talk a lot about on the Lean Into Artcast about showing up with a service-minded approach. How can I help? Well, how can I help? You know, that's what I'm feeling a strong reaction to. I want to help. I want to do something so that to help mend this, to help assuage this. What can I do? Well, there's lots of things we could do, and lots of people on Twitter and on Facebook and all these other places that they're using their media to direct help. And I'm grateful to all the people that I follow on Twitter who have been providing a voice for marginalized people. I've intentionally sought out people for hearing more of that voice to provide me with perspectives that I wouldn't normally get. I clearly need to do more work in that direction. And I've seen things that I can do. Communities that I can become more of an active part of, organizations that I can contribute to monetarily. But what can I do as a cartoonist? And I want to say it's almost ironic. It's not, though. I wonder if there was part of me who had a sense of this coming, or was reacting to the anxiety of this whole election process, this whole election cycle. So when I checked in yesterday with the Thunder Punch Daily, I talked about the real reason I'm doing Boulder and Fleet, and I kind of went into this personal story about my relationship with pacifism and with what people nowadays call toxic masculinity, and reacting to might makes right mentality, and how that's not been the story of my life. That's not the values that I cherish. And here we are. Here we are the next day. And we get this narrative of, you know, what's some of the messaging that we get out of this? Is that, you know, some people can say and do what they want and be rewarded for it. And it put a... And However, whatever reason they got there. Whatever reason they got there. There's a lot of reasons, and it's a very complex thing that you don't want to just sum up with one word or another. There's a lot of things going on here. But there's a lot of pain going on here, and that's worth looking at. And how do we act on that pain? Who do we choose as our champions based on that pain, right? And so what can I do as a cartoonist? And as of November 9th, 2016, what I do feel is a strong... I'm going to go back to something I quoted yesterday with Tyler James. And the thing he said, not at all related to this, is that, you know, he likes it when creators get in front of their work, or I'm paraphrasing now, but talk about their work with pride and enthusiasm. And I'm going to take that, and I'm going to take it more to heart, take it more seriously. In the past, I've always aspired to speak about my work with more pride and enthusiasm, but the humility streak, or the not wanting to be that guy streak in me, has always kind of stopped me short, you know? I feel like that's been something I've been not as successful at. But now I feel like I want to do it a little bit more loudly, because I feel like the stuff I'm tackling, the stuff I'm dealing with, the stuff I'm talking about in Boulder Fleet is something that more young people need to hear. It's a point of view that I didn't realize how strongly I felt about it until this past 24 hours. And I feel like I need to not only pour more of it into my work, but share more of that aspect of my work with people. That's something I could do as a cartoonist, is share my point of view and hope that messages of empathy, compassion, pacifism, reconciliation, inviting one's opponents to the table, you know, so as not to think of your enemy as an enemy. There's a line in the new Boulder and Fleet comic that it won't drop for some months, but if you go to my Patreon, the people who support me on Patreon have already read it. But this has been on my Patreon, but this will drop on the website in December. It's part of like the holiday comic that I did. Fleet says something to the effect of like, well, why are you doing this for our enemies? And Boulder says, because we're not their enemies. Stuff like that. Like a lot of people, I feel really sad and kind of messed up and awful. But I'm going to endeavor to put that energy into making things that are of value to me and hopefully to others. Ugh, that feels so weak and so lame and so flimsy. But I guess that's what we do. We just chip away at it, right? I mean, and really try to enter with the spirit of compassion. Demonizing people, painting them into some kind of enemy, is just turns them into like a grotesque caricature monster, and that doesn't get us anywhere. So, not the big bombastic send-off, but this is part of the Art Sound-Off Challenge, if you're listening to this. Artsoundoff.com, hashtag Artsoundoff on Twitter. There's a whole bunch of us weighing in on this stuff. I'm going to be checking in everybody else's to see if anybody else is talking about this stuff too. I feel like this is a time where we all really need to kind of lean on each other and support each other as we try to make sense of this whole thing and how to move forward and how to begin to mend this rift. I mean, like my buddy Rob Stenzinger said on Twitter this morning, and I mean, it was absolutely, I just connected with it. It was spot on. It's like, you know, it's like we gotta move forward, not as if we're in a messy divorce. We need each other. We do. I'll weigh in tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily, and we'll see how I'm feeling then. I'm going to keep on making stuff in the meantime. So, until then, remember, everybody.
There are times when everybody dreams of becoming very rich or powerful. But what they don't think about are the problems and responsibilities that go with it. In today's story, He-Man was tested, and he proved his worth when he was able to resist the temptation to use his great power for any selfish gain. He knew that it's just as important to know when not to use force as it is to know when to use it.